Revelation chapter 3. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, that you have a name, that you live and are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember therefore how you've received and heard, and hold tightly and repent. If therefore you won't watch, I'll come to you like a thief, and you won't know what hour I'll come to you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, that haven't defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcomes shall be clothed in white clothing, and I won't erase his name from the book of life, but I'll confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things says he that is holy, and he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. I know your works. See, I've set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have a little strength, and have kept my word, and haven't denied my name. See, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but they're lying, see, I'll make them come and worship before your feet, and know that I have loved you. Because you've kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation that shall come on all the world to test those who live on the earth. See, I come quickly. Hold tightly what you have, so that no man takes your crown. Him that overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he'll go no more out. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, that comes down out of heaven from my God, and I'll write on him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I'd rather you were cold or hot. So then, because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say I'm rich and increased with goods and don't need anything, and don't know that you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold tested in the fire so you'll be rich, and white clothing so you'll be clothed, and so that the shame of your nakedness won't be seen, and anoint your eyes with eye salve so you'll see. As many as I love, I scold and spank. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. See, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in to him and will eat with him and he with me. To him that overcomes, I'll grant to sit with me in my throne, just as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.